Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
I have a couple of shopping tips for you. If you've been trying to find some things that are all sold out everywhere, try neighborhood stores. Sometimes the little mom and pa groceries have things still in stock. Check those out. And also, don't look at those empty shelves and think, okay, they don't have the hand sanitizer or the disinfectant wipes or whatever you're looking for. Check at the counter, because since they're putting a limit on how many of these items people can buy, many of these stores are just putting the items, the hot items, behind the counter. So you have to ask for them. So just keep that in mind. Marianne, are you going to be doing the shopping this weekend?
Well, as you know, Bob, I went and actually did the shopping yesterday for the first time. I left the house in like 5 days. And I when I got to, I was telling our Facebook Live fans that were listening last night to our Facebook Live, I was saying that I stood in front of the cheese and I started bawling. I started crying because
they were out of your favorite cheese.
They were not out of my cheeses at all, but everyone was being so nice, and then they were pumping super loud happy music like I've never heard before in a grocery store. It was almost like party time, and I was just thinking, wow, humanity, it brings out the best in people as well as, in many cases, the worst in people.
Yeah, it does.
As we've heard.
Well, feel free to continue shopping, because I can't get my free food samples anywhere, so I might as well stay in. And I know
it's
you're stocking up on the healthy stuff, of course, right?
Yeah, I am. And, you know, I went yesterday because we had run out of so many fresh items, and I was just curious to see, are there a lot of, you know, vegetables and salads and avocados, you know, all that stuff on the shelves, and there were. But it is always something that makes you feel so much better to have some canned items, because you never know when you're not going to be able to get it, and you want to have something for an emergency. So I've been doing a lot of research on the canned items to see what is healthy, what is not, and what do the nutritionists say that are the best and the worst canned foods. So I have a little list of the best and the worst canned items. So the first one is canned pumpkin, which I would have never thought of, but nutritionists say that it's filled with nutrients and antioxidants, and the canned pumpkin puree can boost your immune system. So that's one I hadn't thought of. And, of course, your standard chicken, salmon, tuna, and sardines, always make sure that they're organic or wild-caught. And vegetables, I like to stay away from corn, but there are green beans and peas and canned diced tomatoes, like some with chili. And, you know, it's always nice to have one of those and just add them to something else that you're cooking.
What about Spam? Are you stocking up on Spam in the house?
You know, I remember when I was little that one day my mother announced that she was no longer cooking for me and my three brothers. She got sick of it that week, and she bought Spam. And that was the one time that I had tasted Spam. I still don't know what's in it, but
we don't want to know.
We don't want to know. Also, another good one is canned beans and lentils. For the obvious reasons that they're, you know, they're just really good for you. And they keep a long time, and you can make so many things with them, like, you know, like hummus and all that stuff. So the canned foods to avoid, you want to hear about those?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, baked beans, because those are loaded with fat, sugar, and unnecessary additives.
I thought that had something to do with a shortage of toilet paper, but go ahead.
You can bake your own beans, and then you know what's in them, all right? Canned soups are a big no-no. I mean, like, nutritionists, for the most part, say that they're just...
Why? Soup weather.
They're filled with sodium and all these additives, and they're not anywhere near as good as homemade. Bob, you're used to homemade soups.
Yeah, no, I know. You're a good cook. I know. Yeah.
Okay. So also, you know, obviously canned fruit, that's packaged in syrup. I mean, that's, I know that that is probably what you love pouring over everything because you love that little syrup. I used to love it when I was a kid, too, by the way. But yeah, it's terrible for inflammation, and it contributes to poor gut health, and it's just got too much sugar in it. And canned pasta. I mean, we have never bought that in our house, but I know that as a kid, I used to love SpaghettiOs, and I think that's what they were called. And it's just, they're just loaded with preservatives, additives, salt, and sugar, so stay away from those.
All right, and before I let you get back to your shopping list, can you explain really quickly for people who may not know how to do this what you were doing with your friends, because everybody wants to get together, but nobody can get together. But you had what looked like the Brady Bunch opening on your phone. You had like a few people together on FaceTime. How does that work?
Yeah, you were really fascinated by this. And in fact, one of my best friends is having a birthday today, and we're doing it again. So there's like 14 friends that were on this thread that we've had for a really long time. And so today, you know, and we usually celebrate our birthdays together. So today what we're going to do is we're going to get on FaceTime. And I never knew to do this. The kids were saying, of course you can do that, Mom. But basically, you get everybody on the FaceTime app, and you input all their phone numbers, and then you hit, I think it's like it says talk or something, and then you can get everybody on at the same time. Everybody calls in or hits the link, however it is that the message arrives to them, and then everybody is on at the same time, and then whoever is talking, that person, their face appears, but you see all the little squares on your phone, just like you describe as like the Brady Bunch opening. But anyway, it's so much fun. The only problem is that like our daughter was having an attack because you're talking so loud and you're trying to be heard over 13 other people.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you know, it's a nice way to have happy hour. We're going to do happy hour today at 5 o'clock.
Well, it's
we're
a way
to be on the phone.
It's a way we get together these days. And yeah, you sounded like my mother used to sound when she was on long distance yelling.
I know we were yelling because we were trying to talk over each other. But you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have you videotape it, and then we'll post it on our Sarat and Murciano Facebook page so people can see how we did it. How about that?
Yeah,
we'll do it today, and then we can maybe post it tomorrow.
Dave Bennett, by the way, is our featured picture right on our Facebook page now. Okay, Marianne.
Right. I'm very honored.
Yes, it's a great picture, Dave, when we ran into you at a restaurant. I have to give equal time to one of my favorite hot dog stands next, Marianne, so I'll see you at home.
Okay, see you later. Thanks. Bye.